My name is Izzy and I'm an alcoholic. I have no idea what I'm supposed to say. I guess I'm supposed to say this. I am a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I have a sponsor and I sponsor others. I don't really have a home group, but whatever. Well, I have 10 minutes, so I guess I'll try to do as much as I can. I was born in 1995 to a wonderful mother and a wonderful alcoholic. Unfortunately, he passed away when I was 3, so I never really got to know that. So in my head, I knew nothing about alcoholism growing up. And I grew up a very lonely, I was like, if you know, there's always in your class, always that odd kid, the weird one. That was me. I wasn't great at making friends. I had severe ADHD and severe anger issues. So I was more for entertainment purposes only. I was the kid who got in trouble for throwing a chair at the other kids. So to be sure, I was not, you know, the most popular. And I had this inward rage. I hated myself. I hated God. I grew up extremely, extremely, extremely religious to Jewish parents. So the first, like, from the beginning of my life, God was the most important thing. And I despised him. I blamed him for the fact that I was lonely. I blamed him for the fact that I was short. I blamed him for the fact of anything. If I could think of a reason, I blamed him. And I thought of hundreds because I was a miserable person. There's enough of that. Then when I was around the age of 12, 13, just to fit in with a few friends, a few people, neighborhood kids, I took a drink. From those little like schnapp bottles that they give at the airport. And that's when I knew that everything's going to be okay. I found my solution. I felt instant relief. I thought it could work. I didn't go into full-on alcoholic behavior just yet. It took a little bit. But I would take sips here and sips there. By the time I was by the end of ninth grade, I got drunk for the first time, and I loved every aspect of it. A few weeks later, I woke up in the hospital to my mother crying, and it was horrific, horrific, horrific. I ended up stealing my neighbor's alcohol. It's not for here and there. It was just a terrible, terrible situation, and I swore off alcohol. That is not the end of the story because I'm standing here. About 4 months later, I had one beer. Because, you know, what sent me to the hospital was not beer. It was Smirnoff red apple, I think it was. Green apple vodka. I was a classy broad. Smirnoff green apple. So it wasn't beer. So I was able to have two beers and I was fine. I got that. I started getting that, you know, a little drunk when it was okay. And then I got, what happened was, now I'm an alcoholic, but I got sick. So to help my throat, I took some whiskey, because I had a cough. So I had to help the throat. Again, I was 14 at the time. I didn't know whether or not that worked. I just ran with it. It worked. but then again, it wasn't Smirnoff green apple. And then I started drinking beer and that. And then it went from there to me drinking every weekend, at least trying to drink every weekend, just starting to drink again. I don't think I've ever drank Smirnoff green apple ever again, if that means anything. But the thing that I told myself was that I'm not an alcoholic because of what happened to me, because of I woke up in the hospital, because of all that, now I'm better off. And I became the most OCD alcoholic you can ever imagine. I drank as much water as I drank alcohol. I ate pickles, I ate bread. I blacked out once in my entire time as being an alcoholic, and that was that one time when I woke up in the hospital. Just to mention, I woke up with blood all over myself. The only thing I remember was hitting, running straight into a wall. It was terrible. But on my way home, in that shame and regret from the hospital, what I remembered of the out being drunk part was the good part. It was getting caught that was the issue. So that's why I swore off drinking. Not because, oh, woe is alcohol, but woe is the shame of my mother and my family and my friends. So when I was happy to find an excuse to continue drinking, and of course I could drink fine because of what happened. I'm an expert alcoholic. My logic at the time. So by the time I turned 18, I was full on drinking every weekend. It didn't matter if I had money, it didn't matter if I had alcohol, nothing mattered. I just got drunk. By the end of the night, I was drunk. One way or another, I would steal, I would manipulate, I would hang out with the French freshmen. I was in a private school. So like, I would do whatever. Well, I was the guy, the 12th grader, drinking with freshmen because they had alcohol. And I did not care. I needed to get drunk. So that's what I did. And then, you know, other things, non-alcoholic things, not AA certified products, and I was off to the races. I went on a gap year to Israel, and I was miserable for the few months. Again, I found myself in a new place with new people, and I couldn't make friends, so I ran to alcohol, and alcohol was there for me, and every single night I would drink a bottle of wine because it was the cheapest thing you can find, and I was great. I remember we got in trouble in the school that I was in because of our drinking, and at 12 a.m. we had this meeting. The entire school had to come up with a principal that said, no one is allowed to drink anymore. Well, I was wasted. It was hilarious. That's where I was, basically. You know, by the time I turned 21, I'm going to skip a lot of my story because I don't have so much time, but it's literally all the same. You all know it. I was an alcoholic. I drank too much. I hurt myself. I almost died, yada, yada, yada. I was miserable. By the time I was 20, I was miserable. Happiness is a lie. Life sucks, then you die. These were my mottos. I had nothing. I was in a yeshiva, and for those of you who don't know, it's a Jewish seminary, I guess. Just so you can study the Bible all day. And I did not do that. I watched Netflix all day. I was there for the free bed. I didn't know what else to do with my life. So that's what I did. I did that. I drank. I did other things. And I watched Netflix. And I was miserable. And I went on a trip and I almost killed myself, and I decided, okay. So I started to read. I was smoking weed a lot, and I mentioned this for a reason, because of that, I got threatened to get kicked out of my dorm, but I was broke and I didn't know where else to go, so I made a deal with him. I'll stop. I couldn't stop. So I tell him I'll stop again, and for like a few months we played this game, but I couldn't, I smoked every night, and I hated it. It caused me great, 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 great anxiety. It was suffering and horrible, but I could not stop. So he sent me to rehab, which I agreed because I didn't want to be homeless. My first day in a meeting, it was outpatient. So when I'm meeting this guy, the therapist, he looks me in the eye and he's like, while you're here, you can't use drugs. I'm like, okay, I'm okay with that. That's why I'm here. And you can't drink. And I'm like, no. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm here for the pot. Like, I have no problem with alcohol. He's like, okay, then don't use it. I'm like, no. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to drink. I'm sorry, pardon my French. And after like 20 minutes of arguing, I agreed to it, and I was able to get 6 months sober. Throughout that time, I went to like one out meeting a month. I met my sponsor once every 2 months, and it was great. 6 months later, I relapsed, which was terrible, which was fun. If you call doing laundry and watching Zootopia fun, because that's what I did. I got sober the next day for 5 minutes. And then later again, I got sober for 2 months. And then I went straight to a bar. I texted my friend and I said, I'm going to drink. She's like, no, you can't drink. And I'm like, but I need a ride. She's like, I'm not going to help you drink. I'm like, do you want me to drink by myself? I could kill myself. I haven't drank in so long. So she's like, okay, fine, I'll drive you. I was a dick. I was a manipulator and I was an asshole. And I drank again. Now, I had a ticket to Israel for a 10-day vacation. And after my last relapse, they told me I shouldn't drink. I drank, and I ended up in the army 5 months later. It was 10-day vacation. I was not supposed to be there 5 months later, but drinking has a fun way of controlling my life. I woke up in the military, and I got sick and tired of lying. My mother was counting my sober days for the past 5 months while I was drinking heavily. So I called her and said, I'm not sober, I'm sorry, and I went to a meeting. I have like 4 minutes, so I'm just going to say what happened then. 4 years ago, 2017, on this day was the last time I drank alcohol, consumed drugs, and if you hear my story, what I've been saying for the past 10 minutes, it's all uselessness, but what it is was I was a lost kid. I could not accomplish anything. I could not stay sober, and I could not be happy. I was dead on the inside, and I was just a zombie waiting to die. That was it. I couldn't kill myself because I was too scared, so I was just alive, but not living. Alcoholics Anonymous gave me a goal. It gave me a dream. It gave me a life. Because of Alcoholics Anonymous, because of the program, because of the 12 steps, and because of finding a higher power, I was able to start living. It was hard. It was miserable. The first 6 months, I never want to do again. I cried every night. I felt emotions. I was a mess. It was worth every second of it. The life that I live now is unbelievable. I'm 26 and I'm in school. I never thought I was going to be in college. I never thought I was going to be able to brush my teeth for more than a week at a time. Like, it's unbelievable the goals and the things that I've done. And the most important thing is I woke up this morning and I was not upset that I was alive. I woke up, I smiled, I smoked a cigarette, and I went on with my day. I am very grateful I found this program because I would have been dead. Thank you.